Hi, and welcome to Premiership America. Let's look at the midfield stars of the Premiership. Roy Keane of Manchester United and Patrick Vieira of Arsenal dominated the last 10 years in the centre of midfield. Now Keane has retired and Vieira has moved on to Italy. There are quite a few who have the potential to take over the mantle as the best and most influential central midfielder in the English Premier League. The most obvious and certainly the most deserving of those accolades is Steven Gerrard of Liverpool. He may actually be the best all-around midfielder in the game. He has an engine and a drive that keeps him running throughout the whole of a match, from box to box, wing to wing, and he has the ability to carry a team on his shoulders by himself. It's fair to say that he is the most dominant midfielder in England and probably the most sought-after midfielder in Europe. He can play all across the midfield, whether that's the right wing or the left wing, the holding role, or even attacking midfield role. He can defend, he can score goals, basically he can do everything a midfielder is expected to do. But he is also only one part of one of the best midfields in the Premiership. Xabi Alonso, the Spaniard, also plays in midfield for Liverpool. He has a style similar to Michael Carrick at Manchester United, which is more of a playmaker, threading passes around midfield and up front, and often splitting defences open. He also chips in with his fair share of long-range goals. But both Gerrard and Xabi Alonso rely on the lesser-known Sissoko. Liverpool bought Sissoko from a French team, and nobody in England had ever heard of him, unless they were students of the French game. Sissoko has been compared to Patrick Vieira, with long legs and a physical presence that enables him to dominate midfield. He plays the role of an anchoring midfielder, similar to Claude Makélélé at Chelsea, who has pretty much defined that role. Having Sissoko in the team allows Gerrard and Xabi Alonso to express themselves, in much the same way having Makélélé in Chelsea's midfield allows Arjen Robben, Frank Lampard, Michael Ballack, and even Essien to get up front and express themselves. Although Chelsea have all these star names and international world-class players, it is Makélélé who is probably the most underappreciated, yet the most important. He was doing it at Real Madrid when all the Galacticos ran riot and won La Liga and the European Cup a few years in a row. As soon as Madrid let Makélélé go to Chelsea because they didn't value him as much as they should have, Real Madrid fell apart and haven't won anything since, whereas Chelsea have gone on to conquer England and become a dominant force in Europe. In no doubt due to Makélélé and the role he plays to perfection. Michael Essien is a true box-to-box midfielder with lots of strength and stamina. Michael Ballack is a German machine who is the poster boy for the German national team and also one of the most talented central midfield forwards in the world. Now he's come to Chelsea to play in a similar position to where Frank Lampard has played and won lots of plaudits in the last few years. And so far, Ballack and Lampard playing together has turned out to be a success. The centre of midfield is considered one of the toughest positions to play and requires a lot of maturity and experience. Well, one of the young stars in this position already is Arsenal's Francesc Fabregas. Although smaller than the others we've just talked about, Fabregas has the wherewithal to control midfield against teams who have much bigger and more physically present midfielders. But Fabregas has it all. He has great positional sense. He also has the ability to pass well, make the right decisions, and never look like he's under that much pressure, even though he is. Fabregas is yet another one of Arsenal's young players who is already considered one of the stars of Europe at such a young age. There are some other young players in the Premiership who play in centre midfield, who are not yet talked about in the same breath as Fabregas and the others. But nonetheless are talked about a lot, are followed closely, and are considered potential future stars. Manchester City have two of them in Joey Barton and Micah Richards. Man United have Michael Carrick, as well as Paul Scholes, who's getting close to the end of his career. Newcastle have Scott Parker, who has just broken into the England squad. Fulham have the big Papa Booba Diop. Bolton have the experienced Ivan Campo. Everton have Mikel Arteta, who is more of a creative type of midfielder. And Blackburn have everybody's favourite person to hate, Robbie Savage. Savage has never been known for his skill, but he has always played in the Premiership and has always started. His work rate is second to none, and he is very skilled at getting under the skin of other midfielders to the point where they can't play their normal game. Tottenham have brought over Didier Zakora, who was known as the Maestro when he played in France. And they also have the young Tom Huddleston, who has lots of composure on the ball and great passing ability, and is still only 19. These are some of the midfielders to watch week in, week out in the English Premier League. This is Premiership America, October 30th, 2006. Stay tuned for more shows or check out PremiershipAmerica.com for upcoming games on TV that you should not miss.